ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जायामुधीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवतीरुत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। नमो पंकजनाभाय नमो पंकजमालिने नमो पंकजनेत्राय नमस्ते पंकजांग्रे। ओम अज्ञान तिमिरंदस्य ज्ञानांजना शलाकया चक्षुरुन्मिलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरुवे नमः। मुखं करोति वाचालां पंगुं लांगयते गिरिं यत्कृपा तमहं वंदे श्री गुरु दीनतारिणं परमानंद माधवं श्री चैतन्यं ईश्वरं। नमः ओम विष्णु पादाय कृष्ण प्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामिन्निति नामिने। नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषा शून्यवादी पाश्चात देशतारिणे वांछा कल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौरभक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा। वी वेलकम ऑल डिवोटीज फॉर आवर संडे फेस्टिवल। लास्ट मेनी संडेज वी बीन हैविंग द सीरीज ऑन द वेरियस डीमंस that were killed by Krishna in Vrindavan, and we discussed how these demons represent different anarthas. Last week was the conclusion. We discussed Vyomasura. It was after Vyomasura's killing that Akrura enters Vrindavan. Akrura is a pure devotee of Krishna. So today's topic is Akrura. Akrura is teaching us how to pray to Krishna. In fact, in our parampara tradition, prayers have the most important role in our lives. Every devotee aspires to pray purely. And one of our role models who teaches us how to pray to Krishna is Akrura. Akrura, by his own example, sets a very high standard of prayers. So today we will briefly discuss Akrura's prayers. When Akrura met Krishna and Balram, and then when he was taking them to Mathura on the banks of Yamuna after taking bath, he saw the Vishnu forms of Krishna, wonderful forms of Krishna being manifest. At that time, Akrura offered very beautiful prayers. So when we hear these prayers, as we are hearing them, as I am also chanting them, we all can see if we can also pray like this. Sometimes devotees ask, how should we pray to Krishna? In fact, we come in front of the deities, we don't even know what to pray. We just stand blank. And after half an hour, if somebody asks us, you are in front of the deities for a long time, what is the color of the dress of the deities? I don't know. That means we were not present. So, prayers. So, how to pray, we can remember Akrura's prayers. And remember, Akrura is the best example for prayers. So, if we now hear his prayers, then we can learn how to pray also, similarly. So, Akrura says, my dear Lord, you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead. You are the cause of all causes. From your beautiful navel, a lotus flower sprouts. And from that lotus flower, Brahmaji appears. And Brahmaji then creates this universe. And since Brahmaji is the cause of this universe, and you are the cause of the navel, which is the cause of Brahma, therefore you are the supreme cause of all causes. Earth, water, fire, air, ether, mind, intelligence, the senses, all of them, including that various 33 crore demigods, all of them are produced from your body. So you are the supreme, most powerful cause of all causes. And the best part is, my dear Lord, you are the super soul of everyone. You are in the heart of an ant. You are in the heart of every human being. You are in the heart of every insect, bird. You are there everywhere in this universe. But no one knows you. Then Akrura says that everyone in this universe is influenced by the three modes of material nature. Rajas, tamas and sattva. Goodness, passion and ignorance. But you are not influenced by any of these modes. You are transcendental to the influence of material energy. And there are great sages, my dear Lord, who worship you. There are some sages who worship you as the Supreme Lord. And there are some brahmanas who worship you through rituals. But they are actually worshipping you. And there are some who simply worship you by cultivating knowledge. They are studying scriptures and they acquire knowledge. But they are actually trying to know you. And there are some devotees who worship you through deity worship, through Pancharatrika process. They put on tilak, they put on Vaishnava attire, and they try to connect to you through the process of sadhana bhakti. And there are some who worship Lord Shiva and indirectly try to approach you. Srila Prabhupada writes a long purport here after all these prayers of Akrura, that these prayers teach us how we should understand that there is no need to indirectly worship Krishna. We can directly worship Krishna. We don't have to go through various demigods. We should always respect these gods because they are the authorized representatives of the Lord. We should always respect them. Yet we can directly go to Krishna. Because Krishna says in the Gita, Mayeva Vihitanitan. All the things that the various demigods give us is actually coming from Krishna. So we can directly approach Krishna. And then Akrura gives an example. He says, my dear Lord, why I am recommending that all of us directly approach you is because if we approach various gods, demigods, then our worship may or may not reach you. But if we directly worship you, then our worship will reach you. Just like sometimes there is heavy rains in the mountain peaks and the water comes down and gets accumulated in the rivers, and these waters then from the rivers go to the ocean. But not all water goes to the ocean. Some of it may go, some of it may not go. Similarly, some of our worship may come to you and some may not come to you. Therefore, it is recommended not to take chances. Let us directly approach Krishna. There are so many instances of devotees who have become devotees because they were very sincere devotees of different demigods. But there are also some people who have not come to Krishna because of their petty-mindedness and narrow thinking. There was one boy who was coming from a program and he was very attached to one particular very famous Baba. And after some time he stopped coming from a program and stopped chanting. I called him and he refused to come to the temple. So he wanted, he met me at that Bharati Vidya Bhavan. He said, I'll meet you there. So I went there and I met him. I said, why don't you come to temple? He said, no, I'm scared. I said, scared of what? If I come to a temple, if I come to Krishna's temple, then main apne baba ko bhul jaunga. Because main apne baba se bahut attached to. So he was worshipping one baba. So I said, no, in fact, that particular person you are worshipping, the demigod you are worshipping, they will be more pleased if you come to Krishna. But he was so sentimentally attached, he just couldn't accept. And there are other devotees I know, who, because they were sincerely worshipping the demigods, not asking for anything material, the demigods connected them to Krishna. Like I know one grihastha, who on this 25th wedding anniversary, he and his wife went to Mahalakshmi. Now is the time everybody is going to Mahalakshmi. And he prayed that, you know, we have been coming to you every Friday and praying to you, but we always ask for material things. So they said, you know, they prayed to Mother Durga that please, they prayed to, they would go to Mumba Devi also, they would pray to Mahalakshmi also that, now you give us what you want to give us. What is most dear to you, you give that now. All these years we have asked what we want. They made this prayer on their silver jubilee anniversary, wedding anniversary. And next day somebody introduced them to the journey of self-discovery course. And they came to Krishna consciousness and they are now counselors, the senior leaders of our congregation. Many devotees like this. I know one person who used to come every day for 10 years, he was walking through this road but never entered the temple. Every Monday would go to Babulnath, take darshan, go back. And one day he prayed at Babulnath that, oh my dear Lord, what do you want me to do in life? I only asking for things from you. You please give me what is the best for me. As soon as he came here, devotees were distributing halwa that time outside. And the drone. He took that drone, halwa, then he came up, took darshan and he got attached. And he became a devotee. So, but these stories are not common. It's not that everybody will, it will happen like that. So Akrura is saying, don't take chances. You know, approach Krishna. The demigods will be pleased. They will know that you are approaching their master. They will bless you. So like this, Akrura is saying that, my dear Lord, this whole universal creation is actually your representation. The fire element is simply your mouth. The earth is representing your feet. The sun, what is the sun? Sun is your eye. The sky is your navel. The various directions in this universe are your ears. The space is your head. The various demigods are your arms and the various oceans represent your abdomen. The winds are your strength. The plants represent they actually represent the hairs of your body and the clouds represent the hairs on your head. And the mountains are your bones and nails and the day and night are simply your eyelids. The Prajapatis, the progenitors, they are your genitals and the rains are your semen. So like this, very poetically, Akrura glorifies Krishna. And then he says that everything rests in you, just like in an ocean, there are so many living entities. Similarly, it is you, it is your creation, it is your energy in which so much of life, so much of planets, so many stars, they're all resting. So he compares, he gives two examples to compare the Lord. He says, you are like an ocean and you are also like an Udumbara fruit. He says, there is this Udumbara fruit under which, in which there are many insects, many ants which keep coming out, going in. So he says, we are like those ants and those insects within this huge fruit. And then he glorifies all the incarnations of the Lord. That, my dear Lord, how you appeared as Matsya Avatar, how you appeared as Varaha, and how as Narasimha Dev you killed the wicked Hiranyakashipu and protected Prahlad. You appeared as Bhrigupati, Parashuram, you appeared as Lord Ram. You will also appear as Buddha and then Kalki. And then he compares himself. He says, I am simply wandering in this material world. I am completely attached to materialistic activities. And he says, I am living in a dreamland. Because I am attached to temporary material things which have no value. And just like a stupid, foolish animal leaves wonderful vegetation and water and instead goes to a desert, similarly I am so foolish that I am leaving your shelter and going to material sense gratification. So please forgive me. These are the wonderful prayers Akrura is offering. So we can also pray like this when we come in front of Krishna. We can also express prayers, increase our awareness of our situation. Like many of you must be coming once in a week to temple. So every Sunday we come, we can make a prayer and a promise. Just like you would meet your best friend, you talk. Similarly, we talk to Krishna, Sri Sri Radha Gopinath. We make a commitment that, my dear Lord, next 1 week I'm going to chant like this, like this, like this. I'm going to do this, I'm going to do this. I'm going to help this devotee. I'm not going to criticize anyone. I'm going to do this. I'm not going to engage in this sense gratification. I'll do this. I'll not do this. We make a promise for 5, 10, 15 minutes. Spend time with the Lord. And then when we go home, and throughout the week we can remember our promise. And the next Sunday when we come, what we do? We give a report. Weekly report card. That, my dear Lord, I prayed like this and this is what happened. This didn't happen. And I'm not responsible for this. But this is what happened. By your mercy, this I could do. I could not do this. But I promise this week I will do this. I will not do this. So what will happen by all this? Our prayers may be answered or may not be answered. That we don't know. Because that is up to Krishna. But one thing is sure. Although our prayers may or may not be answered, we will come closer to Krishna. So sometimes people come to Krishna because they want to solve some problems in their life. But when we come and pray to Krishna, our problems may or may not be solved, but we come close to Krishna. And that solves the ultimate problem, which is the cycle of birth and death. So why we discuss these prayers of Akrura? There is a very important reason. In our Vaishnava tradition, there are 9 ways of doing bhakti. Everybody knows? Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Padasevanam, Archanam, Vandanam, Dasyam, Sakhyam, Atmanivedanam. There are 9 ways devotees do bhakti. And for each of these 9, there is a stalwart, shining example, who is considered as the one of the best in that area. Like, you know, somebody was telling me in cricket, I have not seen cricket for many years now. But he was saying that best batsman is Tendulkar. Best bowler is some Muralidharan. Some best wicket keeper is Kirmani. So he was giving all the examples. Similarly, and best opening batsman, he said this person. Best bowler is like that. He gave different. Best fast bowler is this. Best spinner is this, like that. Similarly, in bhakti, we have Shravanam, hearing. Kirtanam, chanting. For everything, there is one best person. So if we connect to that person, then we also become good in that department. We also become all-rounder. So what is Shravanam? Hearing about Krishna. Who is the best example? Parikshit Maharaj. Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Kirtanam, chanting, Shukdev Goswami. Smaranam, remembrance of Krishna, Prahlad Maharaj. Padasevanam means, what is the meaning of Padasevanam? Serving the lotus feet of the Lord. Who is the best example? Goddess Lakshmiji. Archanam, worship of the deities, Prithu Maharaj. Dasyam, servant of the Lord, Hanumanji is considered as the best example. Sakhyam, friendship with the Lord, best example, Arjuna. Atmanivedanam, offering everything to the Lord, Bali Maharaj. 8, one is left. Vandanam, offering prayers. Who is the best example? Akrura. Akruraji is the considered as the best. And who is the one example who has perfected all the 9? Ambarish Maharaj. So like that. So Akrura is the best example for Vandanam, offering prayers. Therefore it is important that today we go back from Sunday Feast program remembering Akrura's prayers, which we just now recited. And when we remember his prayers, when we remember his example, we also learn how to pray. And what is prayers? Prayers is a bridge between the material and spiritual. Like right now, our consciousness is immersed in material things. So how do we connect to the spiritual world? How do we connect to Krishna? There has to be a bridge. And prayers help us travel from the external aspects of our life, Krishna consciousness, external aspects of our Krishna consciousness to the internal aspects. Like, most of the time, we are in our own world. Our bhakti is mostly where? our bhakti is mostly situated in the head. We are constantly analyzing, constantly thinking, ye aisa hai, galat hai, wo aisa kar raha hai, ye aisa kar raha hai. Bhakti is not simply about the head, bhakti is about the heart. Because the emotions are, bhakti is all about emotions and service to Krishna, serving Krishna with feeling. Srila Prabhupada writes that bhakti, in Nectar of Instruction, Srila Prabhupada writes that devotional service is not some mental speculation or imaginative ecstasy. It is substance, is practical activity. I'll repeat what Srila Prabhupada writes. Devotional service is not mental speculation or imaginative ecstasy. Its substance is practical activity. This is Srila Prabhupada's definition of bhakti. And many other places Srila Prabhupada says, essence of all sadhana bhakti is to always remember Krishna, never forget Krishna. So you may say, Hare, sitting and remembering Krishna, never forget Krishna is the essence. But also Prabhupada says practical activity is the essence. Are they contradictory? Is it contradictory? What do you think? If this contradictory, practical activity bhi karna hai, that is essence, and remembering Krishna. But if I remember Krishna, then I cannot do activity. If I am doing activity, I forget Krishna. How do we understand this? The understanding is hearing and chanting, remembering Krishna, this is also an activity only. This is also practical activity because we connect to Krishna. And most important, externally, through our senses, we perform activity and internally, we remember Krishna. This is the way we reconcile these statements. Therefore, Akrura is teaching us how we should pray to Krishna and connect to Krishna. There is a background to this whole pastime, that why these prayers came in the first place. Prayers came because Akrura was sent by Kamsa to Vrindavan. Akrura, see, when Krishna killed Arishtasur, then Narad Muni approached Kamsa. And Narad Muni said, my dear Kamsa, you are sending these demons and they are getting killed. You know who is killing them? There is this Krishna and Balram, they are killing. And you know who is Krishna? He is that eighth child of Devaki who is destined to kill you. So immediately Kamsa gets angry, he draws his sword, he says, Vasudev cheated me, I will kill him. So Narad Muni says, no, don't kill Vasudev. Don't kill Devaki, they are not your enemies, they are not responsible for this. And then, see, right now it may appear as if Narad Muni is an enemy of Vasudev and Devaki. Because of him, Kamsa is getting angry. But Narad Muni says, my dear Kamsa, if you kill Vasudev, then Krishna will never come to Mathura. He will understand that you have understood and you have discovered, so he will escape. So you don't do all this, just be diplomatic and invite Krishna and Balaram to Mathura and then kill them. Because, see, Narad Muni is very compassionate on Vasudev and Devaki. He wanted Vasudev and Devaki to get association of Krishna. He was also, because Vasudev was missing, no? Krishna. That's why in the 11th canto, Vasudev, when he is praying to Narad Muni, says, because of you, we got Krishna. So externally, if you see, somebody enters the pastime at this stage, he may think Narad Muni is doing wrong thing. Narad Muni is villain. It may appear like that. But Narad Muni is actually bringing Krishna to Mathura and pacifying the hearts of Vasudeva and Devaki. Kamsa is nevertheless very angry. So he imprisons Vasudeva and Devaki. And then he makes a big plan to kill Krishna and Balaram. What does he do? He arranges a big Dhanur Yajna in Mathura, a big festival, and he invites everyone for this festival. And then he calls his greatest wrestlers, Chanura, Mushtika, he calls his elephant trainer and tells him that you keep this elephant Kuvalya Pida at the entrance, and when Krishna will come, this elephant should crush him. And he tells Chanura and Mushtika, if somehow Krishna enters the arena, then you both should wrestle with Krishna and kill him. He makes all plans to kill Krishna. And then he calls Akrura and says, my dear Akrura, I have a very special project for you. He holds Akrura's hand and says, you are my best friend. You are actually the only friend I have. He does all chaplusi, muskagiri he does. And he says, Akrura, please, you know, I have been troubled by all these demigods and all these people. They are all envious of me. And this Krishna, I heard, is actually the eighth son of Devaki. I want you to do me a favor. You go to Vrindavan and get him for this festival. Somehow convince him and get him here. And then once he comes here, I will kill him. After I kill him, I will kill his parents, Vasudeva and Devaki. Then I will kill my wicked father, Ugrasen. Then I will tie up with Narakasur, Shambharasur. He starts recalling all the demons' names. He says, then I will tie up with them. And then, finally, the earth will be rid of all these thorns which are disturbing the earth. See, this is how demon thinks. Demon thinks he is very good. So Akrura hears the whole thing. And then Akrura says, my dear king, I will carry out your order. As man, but you should know that as man proposes, but God disposes. We are not in our control. Our destiny is not in our control. It is in God's control. But I am your servant, I will carry out your order. But Akrura actually internally becomes very happy. Why he becomes very happy? Because he is now going to get a chance to go to Vrindavan. To see Krishna. And externally Akrura is nodding his head and smiling at Kamsa, but internally he is very angry with Kamsa. Like we also sometimes smile out of diplomacy at our boss in office when the performance appraisal is going on. We may be smiling, but internally we are very angry. So Akrura's boss was Kamsa. So Akrura was externally smiling, but internally what he was telling? Sarath Darshani reveals that internally Akrura was saying, yes, my dear king, I will do what you want. I will get Krishna. But internally he was saying, oh, wicked Kamsa, you rascal. You think you can kill Krishna? You will be killed by Krishna. And you want me to go to Vrindavan? I will go and get Krishna because a dying man's last wish must be fulfilled. So I will go and get Krishna. So like that Akrura, this is internally going on. And then Kamsa sees Akrura is very nicely talking. So he says, Akrura, this is a beautiful new golden chariot for you. Take this and get Krishna and Balram in this beautiful chariot. So Akrura becomes very happy. Externally again he says, oh, thank you, such a nice golden chariot. But internally, what happens? Internally he thinks, wow, Krishna and Balram now don't have to come in the dirty chariot of Kamsa. They are now going to come in a new chariot. So he becomes very happy because of this. So externally and internally, there is difference, no? Many times. Akrura is also showing that. And then Akrura comes to Vrindavan. Now Vrindavan, Mathura is just half an hour. But Akrura took whole day to come. Because Akrura was going in the chariot, he was so absorbed in remembering Krishna, he was constantly thinking of Krishna so much that he lost the track. But he didn't care also, he was just going here, there, and was simply thinking and imagining how, you know, he will go to Vrindavan, he will see Krishna, and Krishna will call me, Akrura uncle has come. So he starts imagining, dreaming, what will happen when Krishna will see me. Krishna will be in yellowish garments, Balram will be in bluish garments. I will go to their house when the sun is setting and they will be covered with the dust of Vrindavan. They will be milking the cows and Krishna will have beautiful lotus eyes. So he is remembering all this and imagining all this. And that's why he got late. Like this he was coming. And then he was thinking, then Krishna will, with his soft hand, palms, he will put it on my head and Krishna will bless me. Krishna's soft hands are very fragrant, like the lotuses found in Kailash Mansarovar. And these hands, when they touch the gopis' face, gopis become refreshed after the rasa dance. So Akrura is remembering and meditating on Krishna's form, Krishna's pastimes. Actually, when Akrura actually sees Krishna, what he experiences is million times much, much better than what he had imagined. See, this is the difference between Krishna consciousness and material life. In material life also, we always imagine, no, sense gratification. I will enjoy like this, then I will do this, then I will get this, then I will go there, then I will do this. Ah! And then reality, when you actually do, what happens? Hare? Reality is, enjoyment is so brief and it is filled with pain. In real world, material world, the real experience, the imagination is 10, let us say the imagination, the pleasure standard, if there is a parameter, 0 to 10. 10 is the highest material pleasure. We imagine 12. that I will get so much pleasure. And reality is 0 or 0.1. But that gap of expectation and reality, that causes so much frustration, and that frustration takes us to minus 10. So ultimately what happens, we imagine pleasure of unit 10, no, 12, but capacity in this material world is 10. But we imagine 12, and what we actually get is minus 10. This is material sense gratification. Yai samsparshaja bhoga dukkhayo nayo evate adyantavanta kaunteya nateshu ramate buddha. Krishna says in the Gita that because this is adi and anta, this is beginning and end, there is very powerful time factor. Therefore, all the enjoyment we go through is filled with pain. Dukkha yonaya evate. And in Krishna consciousness, it is different. We come to Krishna consciousness, we are not sure, kya hoga aage? Aage, kya hoga? We are very scared, doubtful, suspicious, wondering, am I on the right path? But as we march ahead, go on, and then when we are dying, we realize, wow, Krishna consciousness is so amazing. What I imagined was this much, but what I got was so much. And then when we go to the spiritual world, and then we realize, array, what I thought and what I imagined was nothing compared to what I'm actually getting. Burijan Prabhu was saying, when we go back to Krishna, in the spiritual world, we'll tell Krishna, Krishna, how, this is how beautiful you are. When I was in the material world, I was seeing and I was hearing that you are as beautiful as full moon, Krishna, Chandra. But full moon is nothing compared to your beauty. I used to hear that your lotus feet are as beautiful as a lotus flower. But lotus flower is nothing compared to your lotus feet. Your feet is much, much more beautiful than a lotus flower. So like that, a devotee realizes that Krishna is actually much, much, much more beautiful than what we had imagined him to be. Exactly opposite of material life. Material life, we imagine a lot of sense gratification and enjoyment, but what we get is very, very insignificant. And what we actually get is like one drop of water in a desert. Our thirst will never be quenched. So this is the situation. Now you may say, "Acha, Krishna consciousness mein there is so much pleasure? Really? But why I am not experiencing it?" We are not experiencing it because we are not actually connecting to Krishna. If we simply chant Namabhas, which is simply, you know what is Namabhas chanting? Namabhas chanting means simply trying to listen to the holy name. Not even listening to the holy name, I'll repeat. Even if you don't listen to the holy name, because it's not possible to listen to all the Mahamantras. If we simply try to listen to the Mahamantra as we are chanting, oh, this Mahamantra I will listen. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. If we chant our 16 rounds, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Only with the attempt to listen, then we will feel, that is called a Namabhas chanting. And Nam Aparad is the lowest. We don't, there is no Krishna there. And Shuddha Prem, Shuddha Nam is pure chanting. So we can't jump from Nam Aparad to Shuddha Nam. We go to Namabhas. From ground floor, we can't directly go to second floor. We first go to first floor. And from first floor, we can't go to second floor. From Namabhas, we can't go to Shuddha Nam. From Namabhas to Shuddha Nam is only when Krishna picks us up. But Krishna will pick us up not from ground floor. Krishna will pick us up only if we come to first floor. So it is our responsibility to come from Namaparat to Namabhas chanting. And what is Namabhas chanting? Simply trying to listen to the holy name. So imagine if we simply listen, try to listen, and we feel so happy, so much ecstasy. Imagine what will happen if we actually chant purely. So therefore Krishna consciousness works. Whichever devotees you see are sincere in their chanting of their 16 rounds, they are trying to listen to the holy name. They are actually sincerely trying. Even if they go through a lot of misery, they will be happy. And there are people and devotees, if they are not chanting sincerely, if they are offensively chanting, then even though they are materially, everything is comfortable, they are miserable. Because material world has been designed to give us a lot of problems. Whether you are a devotee or not devotee, everyone will face problems. But those who take shelter of Krishna, those who connect to Krishna, those who remember Krishna, they are very happy. Therefore, Akrura's prayers are very important. Akrura is imagining that Krishna will do this, Krishna will call me Akrura uncle, Krishna will be smiling. And what is happening because of this is connecting to Krishna, is touching Krishna with his consciousness. Just imagine you are actually with Krishna face to face, what will happen? Srila Prabhupada writes in one Bhagavatam purport that chanting Hare Krishna is seeing Krishna eye to eye, talking to him face to face. Oh, this is a lecture Srila Prabhupada gave in Bombay 1973. In that class Srila Prabhupada says, there is no difference between chanting Hare Krishna and seeing Krishna eye to eye, face to face. So you want to see Krishna face to face? You want to talk to him? You want to see him? Hare Krishna. This is what Akrura is teaching us, that remembering, touching Krishna through consciousness, through remembrance. And then Akrura also becomes fearful. Oh, I am going on a mission of getting Krishna to Mathura to be killed by Kamsa. But I know Krishna will kill Kamsa, but the mission is bad mission. So Akrura feels, oh, fearful. You know, Krishna will get upset. Krishna will know that I am a messenger of a wicked Kamsa. So he feels fearful. And then immediately becomes happy. Why? He says, no, but Krishna is Supreme Lord. He knows my intention. He knows I love him. He knows that my heart is pure. Therefore it is said, devotee is always, happy and confident because his heart is clean. His conscience is pure. They say, no, Krishna Das Bindas, Maya Das Udas. Maya Das Sada Udas, Krishna Das Bindas. Why? Because a devotee's heart, conscience is clear. Yes, if you see externally, Akrura is going on a very bad mission. Like the demons came. Why the demons came to Vrindavan? Keshi, Agasur, Bakasur, Vemasur, Palambasur, Denukasur, Putana, Shakatasur, Trinavarta, they all came to kill Krishna. Akrura is coming to take Krishna to be killed. But there is a big difference. Akrura's prayers are considered as the best prayers. Why? Because Akrura's heart was clean. His conscience was pure. And Akrura was going on a very difficult mission. Many times devotees also have very difficult mission. Akrura had two very difficult things to do. One was he was taking Krishna to be killed by Kamsa. And secondly, he took Krishna by giving distress to the gopis of Vrindavan. Many times devotees also have to do service by which they give distress to other devotees. Sometimes their situation is like that. They have to do some service. It is like Akrura's service. Because they do one service, one devotee is happy, the other devotee is unhappy. So then they remember Akrura. Hare, mera bhi same situation. But what happened because of this situation in Akrura, the situation which Akrura was put in? He offered such wonderful prayers that these prayers are considered as the best example for Vandanam prayers. Similarly, we are put in this difficult situation of trying to please devotees and going through mental churning, conflicts. What will be the result of that? What will take birth because of that churning? Butter will come out. What is that butter? Love for Krishna. Emotions for Krishna. Just like when you churn and you get soft butter, similarly our heart gets churned by soft emotions for Krishna when we go through these conflicting emotions. Oh, this devotee I have to please, but I have been given this order. I can't do this. No, I should not do this. Oh, but this devotee is unhappy with me. So what we do when in all these situations, we go to Krishna. Krishna, help me. Krishna, please take care of me. Krishna, I want to please you. Krishna, is this your desire? So when you do that, churning, then soft butter of emotions for Krishna arise in the heart. And Krishna is, after all, the most accomplished butter thief. And Krishna will steal our heart, which becomes soft with emotions for Krishna. Therefore, although externally we may be put in such situations, but in retrospect, when we look back, we realize, like Akrura, we have also been blessed because we have come closer to Krishna. I remember when I was a young brahmachari, I just joined, I had the prasadam serving seva. So the kirtan would be going on in temple. All the Sunday feast prasadam would be managed in that Lakshmi Narayan garden, dawn. That garden would be sufficient for all Sunday feast prasadam. So sometimes kirtan would go long, as you know, Radhana Swami Maharaj would lead. So many devotees would come down for prasadam as the kirtan was going on up. And I was in charge of serving. And the most difficult item to serve was sweet. So I would serve. And then devotees would come for second serving. And then I would also, first time smilingly I gave. And then they all went. And by the time kirtan ended and the remaining group of devotees came down, there was no sweet for them. So they said, Prabhu, sweet. I said, khatam ho gaya. Kya Prabhu, hum log kirtan karke aate hai, ab rakhna chahiye. They chastised me, they scolded me. And I felt very sad. So I went to my authority. I said, Prabhu, I think I offended devotees. You know, I couldn't keep my sweets for them. Wo pehle logon ne kha liya sab jo aaye the. So that Prabhuji said, yes, it is an offense. You should please all devotees. You should give them sweet. Oh, I said, okay, next time I'll do that. So next Sunday, devotees, same situation. They took sweet. And then second round, Prabhu sweet. I said, no. There are devotees upstairs. They need to be given sweet. So then this devotee said, Prabhu, acche se bolo na. Aise kyun bol rahe aap? And then another devotee came and said, Prabhu, what is this? Amko do na sweet. Oh, log, unko kirtan chunko kirtan mil raha. Amko maa prasad chunko maa prasad do. You know, whatever Krishna giving, you know, we should give whatever anybody wants. If they want, then they should come down, no, for prasad. They're not there. Give us. So I said, no, no. And then they cursed me, they got angry with me, they went. So then I was saying, bewildered. Then I went to my authority again. I said, Prabhuji, if devotees ask for prasad, and if you don't give, that is an offense, no? That devotee said, it's a very big offense. It's an offense, you should give. I said, Prabhu, but last week you said, I have to keep prasad for the other devotees who are coming. He said, that is true. And now you are saying, we should give prasad sweet if they ask. That is also true. Prabhu, how do I? This is contradictory. And Prabhuji said, that is your problem. You are the in charge, that is your problem. So I became bewildered. So this is what happened, you know, Akrura. Are, Krishna ko leke gaya, to kaun dukhi ho gaya? All the gopis became sad. So, but Akrura was doing a very, very tough duty. So then I prayed to Krishna to give me the intelligence, what to do. Then I got intelligence next Sunday. So I had Prana Prasad sweet. So devotees would come, first round over, second round they would come. I would smile. I would say, Prabhu, come. And then I would take very little, but I would keep smiling and give very little. In first round only I would give little, and the second round I would give just little of that spoon and I would smile. And they would say, ask for more, I would say, smile again, and I would give very little. Asa kar karke, I ensured that there was some prasad kept left for the devotee. But it's very difficult to please all devotees all the time. The essence is that, it's very difficult. So what we do? We turn to Krishna. Krishna, my desire is sincere. Like Akrura became fearful, but what is Akrura's solace? Krishna knows my heart. Krishna knows that I am sincere. Many times, you know, we suffer because we need approval from the whole world. Arre, isko bhi kuch karne ka, usko bhi. Many times we look for certificate, but we won't get approval from the world. We have to, at some point of time, have faith that Krishna knows that I am sincere. And like that, if we go ahead, then we'll be able to be happy in bhakti. And then Akrura enters Vrindavan, and as soon as he enters Vrindavan, what does he see? He sees dust of Vrindavan and he sees Krishna's footprints. And when Akrura sees Krishna's footprints, now all this while what he was doing? He was meditating on Krishna. When he actually sees the footprints, he starts crying, inconsolable, and he falls on the ground, rolls on the ground, offers full dandavat on the dust, and gets ecstatic symptoms. And Srila Prabhupada writes there, this is the way to enter Vrindavan, like Akrura. Roll on the ground of Vrindavan, offer your obeisances. Prabhupada says, this is the way we become free from all material desires, and we become qualified to enter Vrindavan. Vishaya chadiya kabe shuddha habbe man, kabe hama heri bo Shri Vrindavan. So Akrura was already in love with Krishna, but when he actually saw, he was already remembering Krishna, but when he actually saw the footprints, he became more and more ecstatic. He started crying. Like Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada always was remembering Krishna, but sometimes he would actually see Krishna's mercy being manifest in a certain way, then he would be uncontrollably ecstatic. Like, Srila Prabhupada went to one temple, and there, as soon as he arrived, he saw Gaur-Nitya deities. This is in Latin American country. Very God-forsaken place. And there, Srila Prabhupada seeing Gaur-Nitya and he's saying, oh, Paramakaruna, Pahuduijana, Nitai Gaur-Chandra. Gaur-Nitya are so merciful. They have come to this place.
And then Prabhupada's voice started frail, you know, became a little frail, and then he started crying. It's a 3-minute class. It is there on the Veda base in the folio. 3-minute class, and he just started crying. Why? Because he was always remembering Krishna, constantly remembering. But when he actually saw something manifest like this, like deity is in such a God-forsaken place, suddenly he just, his ecstasy became uncontrollable. Same thing happened to Akrura. Always remembering Krishna, but when he would see something like this, Uddipan, it's called as Uddipan, it would trigger off emotions for Krishna. So this is the way Akrura enters, and then he meets Krishna, Balaram, Nanda Maharaj, and then the news spreads that Akrura is going to take Krishna to Mathura. And what happens when this news spreads? All the gopis become very, very sad. They become very upset. With who? With Akrura. And they come in front of Krishna's chariot and stop his chariot, and they say, you cannot go. And till this time, the gopis' love for Krishna was not public. They had kept it secret from many people. But now they had to stop Krishna. So now they took a big risk. It became public now. Their affection for Krishna, they could not hide or suppress, because they had to stop Krishna. So they came in front of Akrura's chariot, and Shukdev Goswami describes beautifully. Evam bruvanam virahatura drisham vrajastriya krishna vishikta manasa visrijalajam rurusma susmaran govinda damo dharamadaveti virahatura drisham. The gopis, they felt intense separation from Krishna. Evam bruvanam virahatura drisham. Who are these people? Vrajastriya krishna vishikta manasa. Their mind, Vrajastri, the women of Vrindavan, the gopis, their minds were so much absorbed in Krishna that they just couldn't resist themselves. What did they do? Visrijya lajjam, apni lajja ko tyag diya. Visrijya lajjam, rurusma susmaran. Constantly, loudly they started crying and remembering. And what did they chant? Visrijya lajjam rurusma susmaran govinda damodara madhaveti govinda damodara madhaveti govinda damodara madhaveti govinda damodara madhaveti govinda damodara madhaveti. Thus the gopis revealed for all time to come that they are the greatest devotees of Krishna. They had sacrificed everything for Krishna, and for them separation from Krishna was unimaginable. Therefore Lord Chaitanya told us that our greatest heroes whom we want to worship and follow their footsteps is the gopis of Vrindavan. Aradhya Bhagavan Braje Shatanaya Taddhama Vrindavanam Ramya Kachidupasana Brajavadu Varge Naya Kalpita Srimad Bhagavatam Pramanam Amalam Prema Pumarto Maham Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhur Matamidam Tatradara Napara. Lord Chaitanya said these very, very sacred principles, every devotee lives by this. First, Aradhya Bhagavan, who is our worshipable God? Aradhya Bhagavan Brajesha Tanaya. Krishna, the darling son of Brajesha Nanda Maharaj, Krishna is our worshipable Lord. Aradhya Bhagavan Brajesha Tanaya Taddhama Vrindavanam. And his holy place Vrindavan is non-different from Krishna. And who are the greatest devotees? Ramya Kachidupasana Brajavadu Vargenaya Kalpita. The way the gopis worship Krishna, that is the way we want to worship Krishna. Srimad Bhagavatam Pramanam Amalam. Srimad Bhagavatam is our scripture, which we take shelter of, through which we get love of Krishna. Prema Pumarto Mahan. And our highest goal is love of Krishna. Prema Pumarto Mahan. These are the five solid foundational principles of a Hare Krishna devotee. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Matamidam, ye Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ka philosophy hai. tatradharanapara. There is nothing higher than this. But therefore, we follow Lord Chaitanya's instructions and we worship this mood of the gopis. And the gopis became very, very intensely angry. They started saying, "Oh Providence, how cruel you are. For you, life is like a child's game. You brought us together in front of Krishna. And just when we are wanting to be with Krishna and we are happy, you are separating us. How cruel you are, O Providence." And then they started saying, "Akrura, akrura means not cruel, but actually is krura, is very cruel. Oh Lord, O Providence, please let there be a huge cyclone. Let there be a thunderstorm. Let there be rainfall. Let Krishna's journey to Mathura be stopped." And then they said, "Oh, now Krishna will go to Mathura. He will have wonderful new friends. He will forget us." So they prayed to the demigods for a storm, for a cyclone. And then they stopped Krishna and Krishna consoled them. And he told them that I will be back very soon. So like this, Krishna assured them of his return. And gopis after all wanted to please Krishna. And with a very, very tear-filled eyes and with great pain, they saw Krishna leaving Vrindavan and they waited for Krishna to return. So this is Akrura's pastime. And then when Akrura was taking Krishna Balaram, at one particular spot he stopped. Krishna Balaram took bath in Yamuna and they came back. Then Akrura went to take bath. When he took bath, he saw Krishna and Balaram in the river. He was surprised. He said, "Oh, they are in the chariot." Then he said, "Are they in here?" So he got up, he went to the chariot and he saw Krishna and Balaram in the chariot also. Then he was confused. Then he again came back to Yamuna and there he saw Krishna and Balaram are there. And then he realized Krishna is the Supreme Lord. And then, of course, he already knew this. But then he saw Krishna manifest his wonderful Vishnumurti forms. And then that is where Akrura offered all these beautiful prayers to Krishna. And then after Akrura offered prayers and he came back to the chariot and Krishna asked smilingly, "Oh Akrura uncle, did you see something wonderful in the river?" And Akrura said, "When somebody is with you, what is there, what can be more wonderful than being with you? So one has seen everything wonderful when one is with you." So Akrura also gave a very cryptic answer to, Akrura gave a cryptic answer to Krishna's question. So like this, Akrura is teaching us how to remember Krishna, how to pray to Krishna, and how to handle situations where we are faced with challenges where we cannot please all devotees. This happens to us. This happens to you sometimes. If we do everything that is comfortable, then how will we depend on Krishna? I remember in the initial days I had the service of getting flowers for the deities from the flower market early morning, 4 o'clock. And I remember I have no idea about these flowers, you know. It's like intelligence lagta hai. We're supposed to get fresh flowers. And I would go to the market, I would not understand what is fresh flower and what is not fresh flower. I couldn't understand only. So I would ask that flower wala, "Is fresh hai na?" "Yeah, fresh hai Maharaj, leke jao." And I would get into the temple and the pujaris would say, "Kitna ganda flower leke hai." So I would say, "But he said it is fresh." I said, "He said, you can't understand." Why would you depend on his saying? So every time this was the problem. Every day I would go, I would come back. So I started getting phobia of going to the market. Because I couldn't handle getting, we had to get good flowers for the Lord. So I went to the temple commander and said, "I cannot do this service, I am very angry." I started crying, getting very angry. "I want some other service." But this devotee had a very interesting answer. He said, "Prabhu, if you do only those things that you like to do, then how will you depend on Krishna? You have to do something where you are facing some challenge." I like that idea. I said, "Acha." But then I would intensely pray to Krishna and then I would go. Then again I would make mistakes, but because of the prayers and I felt a little happy that I'm going to the flower market. And then I came back and the temple commander said, "From tomorrow your service is changed, no more flower seva." Just when I started liking that seva, I was removed from that seva. So this is the way life is. Now we cannot always please devotees, it's not possible, but we can always depend on Krishna. Because the essence of sadhana bhakti is smartavya fatatam Vishnu, vismartavya jatu chit. Always remember Krishna and never forget Krishna. And especially at right now, the situation, the way we are seeing in the world, it is a very big challenge to remember Krishna and not to forget Krishna. Especially the news that we are seeing now. I'm not saying it is a distraction, it is an important news. But people are getting distracted from Krishna consciousness. Now, we saw this terrorists were killed by the Indian army. Now the kind of WhatsApp messages that is coming up, I was so sad. You know, the way Indian Army dealt is how what any professional army would do. Quietly do your job, keep quiet, be alert. And this is what any professional army would do, and Indian Army is very good in this. But because there was so much furor in the media and people, so they had to give a press release. Otherwise, even that they would not have done. They are already doing so much, and we are tiny people. We have no idea what planning and what things the army is doing. Let us keep quiet, but we want to get entertained. And so WhatsApp, media, news channels, they also want big TRP ratings. So this whole issue is presented in a very, very unfortunate way. Let the army do their job. Let us just chant here, remember Krishna and pray for them. That's all. But what we are doing, we are sending messages. For God's sake, this is not some India-Pakistan cricket match. This is a warlike situation. And warlike situation means serious. We have to be very alert. It is not a time for celebration. People are joking about it. You know what it means? If Pakistan drops a nuclear bomb, what it means? What is the worst damage they can do to India? 25 million people will be killed. Of course, in return, the whole country will be wiped out. That is there. But 25 million is 1% of our population. So when I got the news, I was not in India this time. I was 2 days back, I was in Bahrain. So when I got the news, I immediately checked on the news. I saw, and I had already known this. One defense expert had said that 25 million people can be killed. So immediately I asked myself, am I willing to be one of those 25 million people? And I reconciled. I said, yes, I am ready. Krishna, if this is your desire, yes, let us be ready for this. And then we can remember Krishna. We have to do our duties, at the same time remember Krishna. Not that we use this news as an entertainment, source of entertainment for us. This is a very, very... very serious situation. So if we cannot help, be quiet, do your job. Don't use all this for, let us not use this for our entertainment, as if it's some cricket match going on. No, this is the time we have to meditate on our life's purpose. It is the time we meditate on death. During the 1971 war, one reporter was asking Srila Prabhupada, Swamiji, please tell Yahya Khan to stop this war. Yahya Khan was the general of Pakistan army. She is telling Prabhupada, that please tell Yahya Khan to stop this war. Prabhupada said, if Yahya Khan doesn't stop the war, you won't die? Can you avoid death? No, but Yahya Khan has to be stopped. Prabhupada said, you chant Hare Krishna. Don't just get excited and let the army do their job. Don't poke your nose. You know, see, don't purchase problems which is not yours. Like when Srila Prabhupada was in America, the Cuban terrorists, they attacked American ship, some navy. So Prabhupada was sitting and all American devotees are there. And Prabhupada gave a very patriotic class. Srila Prabhupada said, all Americans should become Krishna conscious and then they should tell these terrorists, if you touch the hair of one of our men, see what we will do. We will destroy you. And all the devotees are very happy because, you know, Prabhupada was Krishnizing their patriotic feelings. But what are the theme? Prabhupada said, remember Krishna and then do this. Otherwise, you will get distracted from the purpose. So it is important that we don't forget Krishna. Like during the 1971 war, His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj writes in Journey Home that he was at Vishakha Charan Baba's ashram. So when they would hear the news, they would feel very sad, they would cry. Death. And then after the news, now, these Babas in the Vrindavan, simple Babajis, they cannot go and fight in the war. They would hear, they would feel sad, they offered a prayer, they switched off the radio after the news. Then what did they do? They did chanting and hearing and dancing. Kirtan they did. And when they were chanting and dancing, they were happy. This is Krishna consciousness. You know, we are aware, we are grounded, we know the reality. See, we should not go into extremes. One extreme is, Aray, sab maya, just chant Hare Krishna. No, it's a reality. And the other extreme is, oh, this is such a reality that forget Hare Krishna. No. We have to know this is a temporary situation. And it is a situation that has come to sober us up. And as we are getting sobered up, we don't forget Krishna and we do our duties. And do what we can to help in this situation. Rather than use this news to entertain ourselves and our friends. What kind of messages people are sending? You know, it's not actually going to help them in it. It's a waste of time. That much time we can spend in chanting and remembering Krishna. So therefore, to conclude, Akrura is teaching us a very important lesson of remembering Krishna and offering meaningful, heartfelt prayers, even though we are being misunderstood. Even though the situations will arise and people will misunderstand us, but we take shelter of Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Any questions or comments? Yes, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna. Prabhu, as you mentioned about Akrura's being a pure devotee, but do we find any description of him, because he is in Mathura and he never been in touch with Krishna, how he has developed that devotion for Krishna being away from him?
Just like the Brahman Patnis, they develop by hearing about Krishna. So Akrura would also hear about Krishna. But I have not read any more details more than this. But for us it is true, we can, by hearing about Krishna, we can develop affection.
I want to answer his question. That would be affection. Affection towards God, affection towards Krishna. And this is about it. For example, if I am in Goa and I am chanting Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna. I am coming to Bombay, coming to for Sunday lectures, coming for Bhagavatam lectures. Okay, we remember Krishna. We remember Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So this is pure devotion, and that's the reason, I mean, we come and attend this particular Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Bhagavatam classes. So this is, the answer to your question would be affection, devotion. Affection from your heart, devotion from your heart towards a particular person, towards a particular God, and this is, and...
Any other questions, comments?
Yes, Hare Krishna. You said like we should serve directly to Krishna in one place. It is said that we should direct through a spiritual master or like through devotees, which is recommended. So how do you say about this one?
We serve the spiritual master because he is connecting us to Krishna. Mayavadis serve only the spiritual master. They don't care about Krishna. And Sahajiyas serve only Krishna. They don't care about spiritual master. So Mayavad and Sahajiya are the two dangerous concoctions of the absolute truth philosophy. So the mature understanding is, we connect to Krishna because Guru gives us, we connect to Guru because Guru gives us connection to Krishna. Sakshad Haritvena Samastha Shastrer Uktastata Bhavyata Eva Shadbi Kintu Prabhorya Priya Eva Tasya. Guru's relationship is with Krishna, therefore we connect to Krishna. So Guru's service is, he takes us closer to Krishna. Therefore we give our life and soul, everything to the Guru. So yes, we have to serve the Guru, and we have to connect to Krishna through the Guru. And Srila Prabhupada, because he is the founder Acharya of ISKCON, he has given us very clear indications how to serve Krishna. He said, don't be distracted by anything of this material world. Right now, for example, sometimes people get bewildered. Prabhupada would say that, during the Vietnam War, Prabhupada dismissed the Vietnam War. Prabhupada said, chant Hare Krishna. Vietnam War will be a non-issue after some years. But those people, they could not understand at that time. But today, 2016, we see Vietnam War is a non-issue. Time is very powerful. And we should have faith, in spiritual master's instructions and do what we can do best. Everybody has a role to play. You may be a doctor, you serve and also chant Hare Krishna. You may be a teacher, do your job, serve Krishna. If you're in the Indian Defense Force,
You do your job, serve Krishna, remember Krishna. But what you cannot, don't get distracted. Srila Prabhupada wanted us to be focused on Krishna. See, because our Indian culture is all about, see, we have to know one thing, we have to have faith. See, our principles are very strong. The Bharat Bhumi, the principles are very strong. During the last war, which is Kargil war, this was seen very clearly. After the war, you know, both the world was watching, because the governments have to release the number of dead soldiers. So Pakistan didn't release their number. They were waiting for India to release. So the moment India released, I think 300 or something people, soldiers killed, immediately they released their figures, much lesser than India. Because for many people, the number of soldiers dead, if it is less, that is a sign that you are victorious. But what happened was, there was a furor in the Pakistan society, because many soldiers, more than 3,000, 4,000 soldiers were killed. And the army refused to take the dead bodies, because they wanted to show that we are victorious. So the Indian army performed their final rites. They called Maulvis from Delhi to fly in helicopter to Kargil. With full respect, with full honors, they performed the last rites of the Pakistani soldiers whom they were fighting. And then, not only that, then the Indian army sent letters to the Pakistan army saying that these are your soldiers whom you should give your highest honor. Like, we have Paramvir Chakra, they also have awards. Because if these 4 or 5 soldiers, they fought very hard, very good, so you should give them award. Because understanding is that they are puppets, poor people, they fought. They are not the ones who declared war, they are doing their job. So the respect, what I am saying is that our Indian army, we should have faith in. They know what they are doing, they are not fanatics, they are not fools. And you don't have to shout, why they are not taking revenge, why they are not doing, they know what they are doing, and already they are doing a lot of things. We are tiny, we have no occult to understand this. This requires different kind of expertise. You know, Lord Ram's army and Ravan's army was like this. Lord Ram's army, you know, when Hanuman bought Sanjeevani, by that fragrance, Ram Lakshman came to life. And all the Vanara soldiers came to life. Now somebody may ask, actually by that Indrajit's attack, the entire Ram's army was destroyed. Even Ram Lakshman was destroyed. Only Hanuman, Jambavan, Sugriva were alive. So when Jambavan saw Sugriva, first question he asked, is Hanuman alive? So Sugriva got angry. He said, you should be asking about Ram Lakshman. You are asking about Hanuman. So Jambavan said, no, Hanuman is more important, because Hanuman can get Sanjeevani, by which we can get the whole army revived. So when Ram got Sanjeevani and the fragrance went and all the soldiers came back to life, you may ask a question, by that fragrance, Ravana's soldiers, dead soldiers should also come back to life. Why they didn't come back to life? Because Ravana's dead soldiers were not there. What Ravana's policy was, as soon as his soldiers would die, he would take their dead body and dump them into the ocean and discard them. Why? Because if the dead soldiers are seen by the enemies, their confidence will increase. So deny the dead bodies, dump the dead bodies, don't honor them, use and throw philosophy is Ravan philosophy, which is what our unfriendly neighbor is doing with their people. But Ram's army was honoring and respecting. So we are dealing with people who have no brains. So to fight with them, you know, we can't poke our nose. We need very high level of expertise, professionalism, and our people they know what they are doing. You know, our leaders know, we should trust the army, we should keep quiet, don't have to agitate and create confusion. So, and after all, this country is a small, tiny country compared to India. In fact, whoever I have met experts in this field, they say there is no threat from this country, you know. Our army defense is much more equipped. So why unnecessarily bother about those issues which is not in our domain? Hamare haath mein nahi, hum kuch kar bhi nahi sakte. अपना सेवा करो, जॉब करो, हम्बल रहो, फियरफुल रहो माया से, बी अवेयर ऑफ डेथ, चैंट, लेट अस चैंट हरे कृष्णा एंड लेट अस व्हाट एवर वे वी कैन हेल्प, लेट अस हेल्प. लेट अस नॉट यूज दिस सिचुएशन टू एंटरटेन आवरसेल्फ, विच इज वेरी अनफॉर्चुनेट. सो श्रीला प्रभुपाद इज वेरी क्लियर, दीज आर ऑल डिस्ट्रैक्शंस, बी फोकस्ड ऑन द गोल. इफ यू कैन डू समथिंग, डू. जस्ट लाइक अ डॉक्टर एज अ प्लेस इन कृष्णा कॉन्शियसनेस, टीचर एज अ प्लेस, इवन एन आर्मी मैन एज अ प्लेस. सो वी ऑल हैव टू डू आवर ड्यूटीज एंड help and support, rather than use this opportunity, use this situation to take us further away from Krishna. Okay? Let us not live on hatred, because our neighboring country is based, their life is centered on hatred. They are centered on anti-India. Let us not be centered on anti-Pakistan. Let us be centered on Krishna. Because Pakistan civilians, I don't think they are our enemies. Our enmity is with the ISI and their army. Because when you go to Gulf countries, the person I was staying with in Bahrain last week, you know, his servant was a Pakistani. His neighbor is a Pakistani. They are all very good friends. Because I realized, Pakistani family also has the same problem which our families have. Paise ka problem, beti ka shadi ka problem, bank ka savings. Why is the anxiety unke life mein bhi hai? But it is the leadership. And for their leadership, to deal with their leadership, we have our leadership. Why we should also hate? Why we should also get the same disease which they have? No? Let us allow our leaders to do their job, the surgery which is needed to be done. Let them do that. And let us support them, you know. So this is, Prabhupada is very clear, especially during these kind of situations, people forget Krishna conscious principles. And they think this is more important. And they spend 7-8 hours on television channels, all news channels, they keep reading, entertaining themselves. Are you, ye channel mein ye bata rahe, wo bata rahe, nahi, sab same hi hai, kuch, kuch naya nahi aa raha. And these news channels are also very good. They also want good TRP rating. Something new angle they will give. And for simple news, they'll shout and say, Indian army is not dependent on all this. They will do their job. They know what to do. They are quietly effective. You know, quietly effective is what we have to do. So let us be quietly effective in our area. Amara area kya hai? Chanting, hearing, and being aware, and being alert. So let us do that. And that way I think we can contribute more meaningfully to our nation. So this is my humble appeal. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. We'll stop here. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.